Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. We're saying now that abused children are at risk for obesity as adults. A lot of the emotional side of our health plays such a role. And I think with anyone, whether you're dealing with diabetes or blood pressure issues, or maybe you're going through depression, whatever it might be, the emotional side of our health can drive so much of the other aspects. And of course, you know, what happens to you as a kid can get kind of lodged in your subconscious mind and really play with you as you get older, unless you get some counseling and are able to walk through some things. So it's really good to make sure that no matter what you're dealing with, And I really have always seen this throughout healthcare, is to always see how the emotional side, and we're going to talk about that this hour, how the emotional side plays a huge role in our overall health. I mean, literally everything from an elbow hurting to a knee hurting, joint pain to fatigue, all these sorts of things have roots in emotional-based issues. And medicine is learning more and more, and I think our healthcare system is in general, just how much our body really is a whole, and one thing affects the other. You can't just go in and just say, well, this number is this, so it must be this. And, I mean, for the basics, you can. But if you're really looking to see someone go to the next level, you have to look at the whole person. And unfortunately, with time constraints, a lot of doctors don't have the time to dig into that. That's why there's so many different specialties. And for the consumer, for you, the patient, it probably feels like you bounce around from different doctors, but that's the way the system is set up. So at the end of the day, know that a huge piece of our overall health lies in the emotional side. I call it the mental side, or the way we think. But it's interesting because they're saying now that children who are physically, sexually, or emotionally abused or neglected are at a greater risk for obesity later in life. And British researchers found that abused children are 36% more likely to be obese as adults. They concluded that a child abuse situation could be viewed as a modifiable risk factor for obesity. We found that being maltreated as an adult significantly increased the risk of obesity in adult life. Study lead author Dr. Andrea Denise, a child and adolescent psychiatrist at King's College in London's Institute of Psychiatry, said in a news release from King's College, prevention of child maltreatment remains paramount, and our findings highlight the serious long-term health effects of these experiences. In conducting the study, the researchers examined data on more than 190,000 people enrolled in 41 studies around the world. They found that the link between child abuse and adult obesity could not be explained by childhood or by adult socioeconomic status, smoking, alcohol intake, or the level of physical activity. Child abuse was also not associated with obesity among children or teens, and the researchers added that suggesting that children were not abused because they were overweight or obese was one of the major issues. Now, however, researchers did find that depression might explain why some abused children became obese as adults. They noted that additional research is needed to determine the effects of depression on the body, specifically with the brain and the hormones that regulate appetite and metabolism. If the association is causal, they said, like in animal studies and childhood maltreatment, they could be seen as potential modifiable risk factors along with obesity. Of course, they always conclude if it's not a formal completed study that there's still things that are left up in the air, which they concluded with. But, you know, it's interesting because there are certain brain chemicals like serotonin. When serotonin gets low, we get depressed, and it causes weight gain because we tend to eat more due to the chemicals and the way that we feel. And so that can be kind of an issue for quite some people. And you know, you've got things that happen to you as a kid. Maybe you hold on to it in a subconscious way if it's some kind of emotional, verbal abuse or sexual abuse. And a defense mechanism may be to eat extra calories and get big. Women do that a lot of times when they don't want to be objects anymore. Or if they were sexually abused, for example, they could gain weight and, you know, then go through these phases where, you know, they don't want to deal with, you know, the pain of potentially being in another situation where they could be taken advantage of. So it's interesting, and it's amazing so much to me how much health is tied up in our emotions and the way that we think. Interesting stuff. And it plays a role with every single person. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now or go online. Go to healthcoachradio.com. All our information is there. Anything I talk about, for the most part, all the articles and whatnot, free downloads are there at the website. So make sure to check that out online. We're going to go to the phones now and go to Dan. Hi, Dan. Welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Good to talk with you.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
I'm living well. What's up?
Well, the other evening you were stressing the importance of sleep, okay, with the circadian rhythm and all that. And I'm wondering, I've heard this, people do that for years, say, be in bed by a certain time. You said, like, it would be best by 11. And are we assuming that people get up at a certain time? I mean, don't I have my own circadian rhythm? What if I was a third shift worker or something? Does that matter?
Well, there's a circadian rhythm that our body adjusts to from the time zone you're in. So it has to do with the way, you know, the sun sets and the moon is up and the sun sets and rises. So there's a certain way that sets. And your body can readjust. So, yeah, if for some people, if you work third shift, for example, and you work on a regular basis, that sometimes people's bodies readjust, but a lot of times they don't. And that's why people really struggle with their sleep cycles. And why someone could be in a third shift situation for, 3 years, and you see it with nurses all the time. They work the 24-hour shifts or the 12-hour shifts. They work all through the night, and then they do that 4 days a week or so, and then they still have no, and they struggle to sleep during the day, but you put them in a normal sleep cycle, and immediately they could go to sleep at 11 p.m. and wake up in the morning. Because the body gets into a rhythm, and when it gets into that rhythm, It's tough to break. But, you know, there are cases where the body can readjust as well. So, I mean, for example, if you went over to China from here, the whole cycle is different over there, right? Because of the positioning and where it is. And after you're there for a period of time, your body will adjust to the circadian rhythm of that area, that region. But the biggest thing is the way the adrenals, the pituitary, the pineal gland releases growth hormone levels, the way you get into your delta stage of sleep. You can do your best to black out all the windows and trick the body, you know, and you can be really tired and go to sleep that way. Many times it's in a situation where it's about 50-50. Really, it depends on the person. So the rule of thumb is what I typically talk about. So rule of thumb is if you can get to bed before midnight, every minute of sleep is worth about 4 minutes after midnight. And that's the one thing I always share because that's what's in a lot of the research. And you can test it yourself. Go to bed at 11, wake up at 6. Or go to bed at 1 and wake up at 8. See which way you feel better. You'll definitely have more energy on the first. Great question. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health? Give me a call. Or go online to our website, healthcoachradio.com, taking you to the next level for next level living. That's what this is all about. The show's about you. It's to take you to where you need to be, regardless of your health challenge. America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure.
store, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse,
social unrest,
natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
1-888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Stan over in New England in area writes, wants to know about how to lose the last 10 to 15 pounds. He says, I've been working out nonstop 5 days a week over the last year. I've changed my diet. I sleep well, drink plenty of water, etc., etc. I just can't seem to lose the weight. I'm 53 years young. All right, here's the deal, Stan. When it comes to fine-tuning, you know, you got different categories. Some people want to lose 100 pounds, and they're just ready to get the journey started. You've been kicking butt and taking names and really looking at how to kind of pull things down and get it down to that last little bit. So what do? Here's the game plan. When it comes down to the last 10 to 15, it usually comes down to hormones, okay? And it could be cortisol levels, which is a stress hormone. It could be testosterone levels, estrogen levels, progesterone levels. It could be any of those. And if those are out of balance for any reason, if the deficiencies are there in the body, having nutritional deficiencies, that can be some of the major components. Blood work is really good. It's a great component to see exactly what's going on inside the body. Putting all that together, finding out where the key deficiencies are, and then building a good, solid, long-term plan is a great way to go. And, you know, that's really the key, because at the end of the day, if you're exercising, great. Make sure you're keeping it under 45 minutes. I talk to a lot of people, they do like an hour and a half, they think more is better, and it's not. When you go over 45 minutes, your body has a massive, massive rush of cortisol, which is a stress-promoting hormone, which will store body fat, and it will burn up muscle tissue. Not a good thing. We'll do the opposite of that. And also the hormone levels, such as testosterone and growth hormone, they plummet. So they drop dramatically, as well as the cortisol levels going up the other way. So, again, not really the best option. So, again, a couple of things that you want to look into for that. But it's very, very important to make sure that you're doing the right kind of deal when it comes to hormones. And also vitamin and mineral deficiencies. I mean, you can be taking every supplement under the sun and not eating the right kind of foods, but learning what your body needs specifically will really get things under control. Now, I'll tell you another little trick of the trade, too, for burning up body fat. Bodybuilders have been using it for ages, but it's called morning cardio. A lot of people disagree with this, but some of the physiology is there. And what you want to do is, after sleeping all night, provided you're not dealing with diabetes in any way. If you deal with diabetes, you want to get up first thing in the morning and have a little bit of protein powder with water. We'll take care of some of that. But if you're not and you're good, get up, drink about 12 ounces of green tea, regular green tea, no sweetener, and it whatsoever. Hydrate the body, and it will stimulate the fat-burning mechanisms. It also has high amounts of polyphenols and ECCGs, and it will help blunt cortisol as well. It'll help you in your workout and help with fat loss as well. So a lot of things that are great about that little trick. Get up, go for 20 minutes or so, and get your workout in. Then come home, and you can have your breakfast, preferably some type of organic meal replacement that where the proteins and the vitamins and minerals and nutrients can easily be digested quickly, and the body can utilize it very, very well. So that's a great little tool to burn up some excess body fat. If you want to do the weights, you might want to get a little bit more protein in before you go. But it's called bracketing, and it can make a huge difference in your overall health. But get the testing done. That's a key. Get with either a dietitian, someone that can look through that and evaluate it with you, and I think you'll notice a big, big difference. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. If you've got questions, we've got answers. And all the information I talk about is on the site as well. All of our free downloads can be helpful there as well. Going to the phones, we're going to John now. Hi, John.
What you can use for gout? And my mom's creatine or creatine levels have risen from 4.2 to 4.6 in the last month, and the doctor's taken her off of her blood pressure medication. At first he took her off of her water pills. Now he's taken her off of her blood pressure medication and put her back on her water pills. I'm wondering if there's anything natural remedies that can work for swelling of the feet or, you know, gout relief, and how to get those numbers lowered.
Well, the thing is with gout is the body has a hard time breaking down certain proteins, and it forms these uric acid crystals. And the uric acid crystals are what become a real challenge. They get down in the joints and they create a lot of pain. And that can be in the thumb joint, it can be in the big toe, be in the knee, in the elbow. Sometimes it can even get into the hip. So gouty arthritis can show itself in a lot of ways. It can be very, very uncomfortable, very painful. So, I mean, there's a standard medications you can use. But for the most part, what you want to do is you always want to get your body to break these proteins down. Hydrochloric acid works really well. It's betaine hydrochloride. You can find that at a health food store. Bromelain, which you find in pineapple and certain fruits, is a really good proteolytic enzyme. These proteolytic enzymes help break down the excess proteins that don't digest very well. They can help break up the uric acid crystals. Cherry juice, the dark tart cherry juice, that's always a good way to go. I like eating the actual cherries themselves. You got the fiber. It slows down the release of any blood sugar. It's a better option. But those are some great little tools that can help. But it's all about breaking the proteins down. That's it. So it's not some mystical thing that happens. And the uric acid levels, you definitely want to keep an eye on. Watch out for the red wine, the red meat. One of the big reasons that we kind of classify those as gouty foods is because they're tougher to break down in the body. And so if you get those proteins under control and get them breaking down, many times the gout can resolve. Not so much a genetic factor on that one. A lot of the research states that all these foods and things I talk about are pretty solid. There's a lot of other ones out there, but those are the ones that are pretty solid when you do your research. 888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back. Remember, you don't have to be stuck, and you don't have to be your genetics. Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Lines are open. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Give us a call. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Welcome back. American workers, they're saying healthcare costs are increasing again. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. It's interesting. Healthcare costs are rising, and everybody's totally freaking out about Obamacare coming around the corner. What is the deal? We're going to chat on that in just a moment. But first, we're going to go to the phones and go to Dan. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Good to talk with you.
Recently just discovered how to lose quite a bit of weight. It's a really easy method of doing it. I tried for about 10 years. I drive over the road tractor trailer, so I really don't have a lot of time for much other than sitting here and sleeping. But
okay.
I found something called L-arginine. It's developed by a guy by the name of Dr. Gordon Peterson.
Sure.
And I take this L-arginine combined with multivitamin. I take a live made by Nature's Way. I think it's one of the best on the market. I look at the different, levels of stuff in it. You know, for the money, it's probably the best bang for the buck. But maybe about 10 minutes of exercise, a bottle of water, a small snack like a piece of fruit, take my vitamin, take my L-arginine, and
How much weight? 40 pounds?
In 2 months.
Nice. It's great.
and I've kept it off for 6 months.
And then what? And so you kept it off for 6 months, and you're still there, or you're slowly dropping still?
I'm slowly dropping still. I think I'm losing about an average of about 2 pounds a month.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. The what probably happened, which is really interesting, and it probably stumbled on it without even knowing it, just by maybe hearing something talk about the L-arginine and taking it, is you could have been gaining weight because your pituitary gland was really low in function, which produces the growth hormone levels in the body, and when the pituitary gets low, then everything else begins to shut down. It's a great example of how hormones play such a big role in the body, because like you said, you didn't really exercise that much. You know, you're sitting a lot, driving, but you started changing a little bit of your diet, eating a little bit differently, and supporting the pituitary gland, because that's what L-arginine does. You support the pituitary, you strengthen it, get it to build up where it can produce more. And then there you go. Then it starts supporting the thyroid gland better. The adrenal glands start getting supported. And then all of a sudden, the body starts working in more of a peak manner. And as that happens, the body will start getting back to its set point. And see, we may eat and do the wrong kind of things for a long period of time, gain a bunch of weight, but the body always has an internal clock, an internal set point, or a body size and weight that it likes to be at. That's why I always tell people, you know, what did you weigh at the end of high school toward maybe midway through college, that age bracket between about 19 to about 22, and everybody comes up with a number, and they start laughing. You ask somebody in their 40s what they weighed then, they'll just laugh, most of them, because they think, there's no way I'll ever get back there. Like, we're supposed to get older and fatter. It's part of life. But it's not. The body has a set point. So what's great is that your body is probably heading back that direction because you're supporting the body in a nutritional manner. What's another great thing you might want to consider, too, is going to your doctor now that you've got things or getting things balanced, and get the blood test done, have them check all your different hormones, and specifically have them check the pituitary gland, check the growth hormone levels. See what they are now, and then as you increase your exercise and continue eating well, get that monitored about every 6 months. And find out what those numbers are, because you'll probably find that between that and the thyroid and your testosterone levels, a lot of these numbers will continue to improve as you drop the weight, which will make your body more, as we call, metabolically stable. And it will do very, very well. So a couple things to think about along the way. But thanks for sharing that tip, I think, with all our listeners. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. We're talking about healthcare costs, too, which is a powerful topic right now. Everybody's concerned. They don't know what to do. Don't really know what's coming around the pipe. But one thing we know is that 2013 has shown a rise that translates into slightly more than $45 a month in higher monthly premiums and out-of-pocket expenses. And a significant reason for the jump, they're saying, based on recent figures from Milliman, is a healthcare consultant agency, is that employees are shouldering a greater share of the cost of health insurance. Families are paying 8.4% more than last year toward insurance premiums, while employers are paying 6.1% more. Between 2010 and now, employees have seen yearly increases of 8 to 9% in their average monthly premium, and increases in the employer contribution have averaged less than 7%. Private industry wages, by contrast, have risen less than 2% in the last year, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Families with coverage like the ones built into Milliman's assumptions will pay an average of $5,500 in monthly premiums throughout payroll deductions and about $3,600 out of pocket for doctor's visits, medications, and other medical bills. So such figures are national averages, and the most expensive 10% patients run up more than 7 times the average individual expenses, according to Milliman. The average means a family with 2 kids enrolled in a company's standard preferred provider organization, which is the most widely used form of group coverage. And the family pays about 41% of the actual cost of health care, according to Milliman. Employers pay the other 59%, which is about normal. So half the Americans are insured through their employer. About 15 million people buy individual health coverage, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, and are therefore responsible for all their care. U.S. News publishes the ratings of individual and family insurance plan in the Milliman report. You can check that out online. So interesting how things, I think that is a little bit of a jump, but I don't think we've seen anything yet. I don't think we've seen anything, especially in the private sector, which is going to be really, really interesting. Quote for the day comes from John Ruskin. He says, when a man is wrapped up in himself, he makes a pretty small package. That is something to think about right there. Five ways to handle chronic pain. Up that in just a moment. I want to get to that because chronic pain is a big issue. A lot of our emails and calls come in from chronic pain, and I'll tell you, it's a big one. And a lot of pain clinics have popped up everywhere, and some legit, some not. Again, something, a little tip on that, which is interesting. But we're going to go back to the phones now and get with Barry. Hi, Barry. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Asa?
Man, I'm living well. What's up?
I've got your book. I've been listening to you for several years. I'm kind of implementing some of the things that you've been teaching on the radio.
Okay, great.
What it is I tore my rotator cuff when I was 48. I'm 57 now. I've been going to the gym since I was 50 to build my upper body up because I was always a runner, and so I didn't have that much upper body strength. Well, you've been talking about exercising and lifting weights. What I generally do is when I go to the gym is I'll run for 20 or 30 minutes or elliptical, whatever, and then I'll do about 45 minutes of weights because you said to keep to the 45. Is it better to separate the cardio from the weights and do it on the separate days, or am I doing all right?
What's your total workout time?
Probably an hour and a half or so.
Too much. Too much. You know, one of the better things to do, I like anyway, is to split it up. And a lot of the research that's out there is backing that up now. We have what's called surge style training or peak training, which is where you go through these intervals. And you know, if you want to do the cardio side, you can kind of walk. You walk at a good pace for about a minute or 2 minutes, and then you sprint almost at about three quarters worth of a sprint for about 30 seconds. And then you go back to the walking for 2 minutes. And that can create a real strong hormonal response metabolically in the body. So that's one way of doing it. But, you know, as far as your overall exercise, it's good to keep it under 45 minutes. And also, you know, the weights and the cardio, that whole deal, it's good to do, in my opinion, it's good to kind of mix it up. And depending on if you have all the time in the world to go do two-a-days, which I still think is a lot to recover from, meaning that you would do, like, weights in the morning, come back in the evenings and do cardio, or vice versa. A lot of athletes do that, but the recovery time is very tough. It's difficult. So I'm a bigger proponent of picking one time a day that you work out and do your weights on one day, but always keep your pace up. So you don't rest, like you wouldn't do chest press and then sit around for 2 minutes and then go do another set. You would do chest press and then wait about 30 to 40 seconds, and then you're either doing another set or you've gone over to do kind of a giant set or a multi-set with another combination. So it's keeping that heart rate up and keeping it moving that's one of the best things you can do as far as eliciting growth hormone, testosterone levels, and tearing the muscle tissue down and allowing the body to be set up in a position where it can burn calories and all that sort of thing at a higher rate, you know, higher metabolic rate. So those things are all really, really good things to do. So that's just something to think about. Because at the end of the day, with exercise routines, I mean, there's a million of them out there, right? Everybody has their own philosophy and all. But we're learning things in science. That's why I love the American College of Sports Medicine is really reputable. If you ever want to go look up things, look there rather than some of the muscle magazines. And also the National Strength Conditioning Association. Great, great information. They document everything. It's all research-based, and it's all proof in the pudding. So great, great information when you're looking at workouts. That's what I back pretty much everything I talk about with on the exercise side from those groups. Very reputable, and that's what pretty much most of science goes with. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Go on the website. Go to healthcoachradio.com. If you're looking for a healthcare provider in your area that believes the same way we do, all these lifestyle and wellness-based principles, check out the website. Go to mywellnessprovider.com.
Are Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's talk about it. Talk about your health. Talk about your life. It's about you. It's about going to the next level with your health and your life. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Five ways to handle chronic pain. Everyday Health talks about chronic pain conditions now affect more than 116 million Americans, according to the Institute of Medicine. It's a figure that dwarfs the number of people who suffered from diabetes and coronary heart disease and stroke and cancer combined. Unfortunately, too many patients rely on prescription drugs as an isolated therapy to treat the pain. While pain medications play an important role in the treatment of chronic pain, pain sufferers rely on powerful prescription painkillers to mask it. If you're suffering from chronic pain, you should also seek treatments that are designed to reduce the pain by attacking the specific cause. Many patients and even some doctors are aware of some of the other available therapeutic options, which are typically less invasive and less risky than other alternatives such as surgery or medications. So interventional pain medicine as a medical subspecialty that is devoted to the diagnosis and treatment of pain-related disorders with an emphasis on diagnosis first is really growing. Now, specialty trained pain physicians utilize various types of injections and minimally invasive surgeries to manage and treat persistent and intractable pain. These specialists treat a wide range of chronic pain conditions, including but not limited to back pain, neck pain, extremity pain, headaches, joint pain, musculoskeletal injuries, and cancer pain. How to find a pain specialist is a big key. And so if you're dealing with pain, first of all, and you don't know who to go to, usually you want to go to your family physician, internal medicine, whatever. And they can kind of direct you into that next level. So if you're wanting to find a pain specialist, here's the deal. Finding the right doctor, they say, of course, when it occurs and you get some form of pain-related issue, you first want to go to a board-certified physician that's in pain management. That's where you want to end up for sure. Talk to your doctor and see if they know someone in their network or someone that they're affiliated with they can get you to. You don't want to chase pain with pills, though, that's for sure. Now, there's a new supplement out there called Amino Active. And Amino Active is a phenomenal, completely natural pain reliever. You're going to find this. They're doing university studies on it right now. And it's unbelievable. It's a protein-based, completely drug-free, no side effects whatsoever. And they're showing now how it's alleviating pain. You can go to aminoactive.com if you've never heard of them. Go to aminoactive.com. Great, great product. People are getting unbelievable results with it. And when these new studies come out, you're going to see it on every shelf everywhere. So I'm pretty excited for those guys. They're doing great work. But the pain pill chasers, there's so many people out that do that. And I want to encourage you, if you've ever gone down that route, to really know that you can get to a place where you can actually get the pills themselves, but do it in the right way. Get with your physician, have them prescribed, and don't just do it because of the addiction. And getting to a place where, you know, that's not the case. That's the one thing that I have a hard time with. Because the pain management, pain medicine, has such a bad name for the most part. And it's not true because some people are really in a lot of pain and they struggle with it. They're really hurting and they really need the medication. And then there's ones that abuse the system. And I hope that if you're one that have abused the system currently or have, that you can seek help, get off the drugs because you don't need them. And you know, it's just not a good thing. It bothers me. So, you want to do your homework always. You're looking for these pain docs, someone that you're comfortable with. So many patients are told there's no other treatments to manage their ongoing pain issues, when this is simply not the case. That's true. So there's a number of interventional pain therapies available that can not only alleviate pain, but in some cases eliminate the underlying causes of pain. Interventional pain management has been around for more than two decades, and the procedures implemented by pain management physicians reflect the standard of care for pain management today. And their efficacy has been demonstrated through extensive research and study. Epidurals and other nerve blocks can be helpful. The various injection therapies, including those in the use of epidurals, are among the most common interventional pain therapies used today. Epidural steroid injections are in widespread use for a variety of chronic pain conditions, but are most typically used to treat a nerve that is pinched at the spinal level. So epidurals used in interventional pain medicine are minimally invasive injections comprised of a small amount of local anesthetic and steroid to reduce inflammation, which is most common, and when properly applied, they can help reduce patients' reliance on pain medication. In addition to the epidurals, other treatments include trigger point injections to alleviate the pain associated with the tight and restricted muscles, facet injections, which often used to treat arthritis of the spine, and the sacroiliac joints. The sacroiliac joint commonly causes back pain, but is often overlooked by non-pain physicians. Now, acupuncture works for sure, and I'm a big believer in this, and not just a believer, like you got to be a believer, but I mean it works, and it's been around longer than our entire medical system, Chinese system, and it's unbelievable. Talk to somebody that's, if you've never done it, talk to someone that has, and you'll be amazed at what they tell you with the results of acupuncture. It's unbelievable. So, I mean, don't go in expecting a miracle cure. It does take multiple treatments, but the reality is what can happen with some of these alternative therapies is nothing short of amazing. So make sure you've looked at every method, walk down every avenue, make sure you've looked at everything you can to look down the road of pain there of pain management. So if you're dealing with anything from neuropathies to damaged disc or herniated disc, you got chronic nerve pain, which can be really, really painful, then you know, it's important. It's important to do your due diligence and research, but look at some of these natural methods. They can be quite helpful. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.